The Lord Jesus reveals to us that the world is going to end in a violent way, that the end of time will be a violent time. And let me sum up for you how it becomes that way. You see, God created human beings, the only creatures in His image and likeness, in order to be His children. Beforehand, God has made the angels powerful, but yet not in the image and likeness of God. The angels were created to be God's servants for eternity. One third of the angels did not like the idea because they realized that if they were made to serve God, and God is about to make children of God, that means they will have to serve children of God as well. One third of the angels rebelled against God, refusing to serve God, refusing to serve humans, the puny little children of God. God sent the archangel Michael to defeat Satan and his angels and throw them down to hell. And from that time on, the fallen angels always are on the lookout to take revenge on God. But how can the fallen angels hurt God? God is almighty. They have no chance. The only way that the fallen angels can hurt God is by hurting the children of God, us. The human beings, the only creatures made in the likeness and image of God. And that leads us to where we are. And so we find in our lives, living on earth, lost paradise, constantly being tempted to sin, to fall away from God. The fallen angels are working hard to take as many souls of the children of God to hell with them as possible. And they've been working on it for a long time. But when the time comes to a close, when the end is near, then the fallen angels realize that they're going to have to work really hard in order to scrap up as many souls as possible. When the end of time comes near, when the end of the world comes near, they know they've got to cause chaos, violence, wars, plagues, divisions, hate, on and on with the list. Because time is running out on them. And so, my brothers and sisters, as we look at the time we live in, many people have asked me, Father, is it time? Are we near the end time? Because there's so much turmoil taking place in our time. Well, you see, the end time has already started the moment the Lord Jesus returned to the Father in heaven. The moment the ascension happened, the end time started. And you say, Father, see, it's been 2,000 years and we're still here. If the end time started 2,000 years ago, what's going on? Well, see, this is the issue with time. Because we live in time. God does not live in time. And this is why you have the story like the man who said to God, God, is it true that 1,000 years for me is but a second for you? And God says, yes, because I am outside of time. So you can say that 1,000 years for you is but a second for me. Then the man said to God, well, then can it be said that $1,000,000 for me is like a penny for you? And God paused and said, I see what you're getting at. You're getting the idea. Okay, $1,000,000 for you is nothing but a penny for me. And the man said, God, can you give me a penny? And God said, of course, just give me a second. It is funny because it describes to us this dilemma, this mystery of time. Yes, the end time has started. The moment the Lord Jesus returned to the Father in heaven. But it has been 2,000 years. So the end time can end today. The end time can end tomorrow. The end time can end another 1,000 years. We do not know. But the certainty is that the world will end. Time will end, and it will end violently. For now, we see that the devil and his fallen angels are working very hard to continue to trick us, to lead us away from God. Because remember, this is the only way that the fallen angels can hurt God, by hurting us, the children of God. But out of all of the weapons that the devil uses against us, war, insurrection, chaos, hate, earthquakes, famines, plagues, diseases, all of these weapons that the devil uses against us is nothing in comparing to this one weapon. The most powerful weapon that the devil and his fallen angels use against us is fear. Fear, my brothers and sisters. Because when human beings live without fear, live in fear, we can lose joy. And when we live our lives here on earth without joy, then we can easily fall into despair. And when we fall into despair, we can easily fall away from God. And so it is with fear that the devil and his angels will strike against us. A prophet was walking out of the city, and he saw the angel of death entering the city. The prophet asked, what are you doing here? The angel of death said, I am sent here to strike 5,000 people dead with the plague because of the sins of the people. After a time, the prophet returned to the city and he saw the angels of death coming out of the city. He complained. He said, I thought you said that you were sent to kill 5,000 people with the plague. How come 20,000 people of my city died? The angel of death said, indeed, I killed 5,000 with the plague. The other died out of fear. Fear is the greatest weapon that the fallen angels use against us. Fear can take us away from God. I mean, look at us. Look at the churches. I mean, COVID, everybody is so fearful that, look at, we're still not here. We're still not back to church. We're still living in fear. But how many people have lost faith? How many people are no longer going to church? How many no longer pray, no longer do the religious things that they used to do? Boy, the devil has done quite some work just by using fear through the experience of COVID that we went through. And it's still not done. Because if it works, why would we let go of this? So there will still be always the next wave of a different flu, the next wave of a different diseases. There will always be this booster shot and that booster shot, because it is better for us to live in fear. When we live in fear, we can lose joy. Do you know that the opposite of joy is not sadness? Because the opposite of sadness is happiness. The opposite of joy is fear. And so, my brothers and sisters, as we come to celebrate the Eucharist today, we are reminded by our Lord, yes, things are going to get bad. You know why? Because the enemy is after us. We are children of God. The enemy of God is trying to hurt God by hurting us. Yes, things are going to get bad. But he said, don't be terrified. Don't live in fear. Trust in me that I have the power to save you. Well, as long as I am here as your priest at Holy Family Church, I want you to know that this is always your refuge. When the end comes, whenever that is, can be today, can be tomorrow, it can be a month from now, a year from now. We don't know. But when it comes, it will come violently. You know that you will always have a place of refuge here. Don't be running around like chickens with their heads cut off. Come here when the time comes. I'll be calm for you. I'll lead you in prayers. I'll lead you in faith. We will not have fear, no matter what happens, because fear takes us away from God. And so, my brothers and sisters, let us ask God today to fill us with faith, to fill us with joy, to fill us with hope, no matter what takes place out there. Because by rising from the dead and returning to the Father in heaven, the Lord Jesus has already proven to us that he has conquered the world. The world belongs to the devil, but Christ has conquered it. Let's make sure that we are on the right side of this fight.